Welcome to the Relationship as Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Lee. Outdoor adventure enthusiast, dog mom to Luna, world traveler, longtime meditator, espresso lover, and a trained somatic psychotherapist, trauma specialist, and certified coach. Talking about trauma doesn't have to be so daunting. From a connected place, we can navigate anything together. Looking forward to exploring with you today. Here we go. Hey, y'all. Here is episode 3 of a 3-session series with dearest Tamsin Crimmins. If you missed the first 2, I highly recommend starting from the beginning. Go back 2 episodes and listen to the intro there and the session, the coaching session that we started with, so you have a sense of the context and the trajectory and what we came together here for. This is session 3. We, in each session, had a strong intention to allow ourselves to be messy, knowing that this is vulnerable and intimate to be sharing with the world. And so that holds strong here in episode 3 as well. With that being said, have a listen and let us know how it impacted you. Let's just take a few breaths if you're open to it as we arrive together today. Yeah, let's do that. Making space for all of the parts. And if you feel moved, you're welcome to begin with a few things that are going well, if that's supportive today.
Oh, I made an excellent carrot cake. It was really a triumph for my mum's birthday, and she felt loved and happy with that gift. Yeah, so that was nice, and I'm just gonna celebrate, like, just getting through hard things. Yeah, I don't feel like super celebratory. I just feel like, okay, things are challenging, things are tough, but, you know, I'm getting through it, and I'm not doing drugs or something to get through it, so that's always a celebration, isn't it? Like, just keeping my feet on the ground and taking relatively good care of myself, and, you know, yeah, that's a celebration.
Yeah. Even though things aren't feeling super celebratory, there is part of you that has feet on ground, staying sober, not feeling as overwhelmed by it as you could be. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm like, yeah, I think I'm staying pretty present to it all and, like, doing my best. Actually, that does feel like a big celebration, because a lot of the time I will beat myself up for how I'm handling things. And actually I'm like, oh, this is all quite shit. But, like, I'm kind of like, that's okay. Like, And I've definitely, I've used self-care as a way to beat myself up. Like, I'm not relaxing well enough, or I'm not taking good enough care of myself, or all of those things. And I'm like, oh, actually, I'm just like, okay, this is where I am. It won't last forever. that feels like probably the best I can hope for, I would have thought, for moving through challenging things. Like staying relatively steady and kind and recognizing that it's not forever.
Yeah. It feels like there's a softness in your voice. I actually had tears behind my eyes when you said, I was even beating myself up with self-care. And I have known you for a while now and just am really appreciating how hard you've worked to find that it's possible to be going through a hard time because you're human and there's some kindness here. I mean, that's everything, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I just find it so interesting that, like, I've probably been a person in the past who's not, like, so comfortable with other people going through a hard time and, like, you know, have wanted to fix it or ignore it or get dragged down by it or whatever it may be. And it's interesting to kind of just be like, oh, this is just life. This is just, like, we don't have to, this is just it. This is it. This mm-hmm. is the whole thing.
Yes.
There's nothing really to be done.
What I'm extra appreciating about it too is that this is our third session of three sessions in this particular container. And I love that we don't have to end high vibe, tying it up with a pretty bow. Everything's fixed and figured out and perfect. And, you know, we just meet everything exactly where it's at. And who knows what'll happen in the next 45 minutes, but that we can, there's space for it all, no matter where we are in this journey. And I just love getting to sit with you in that.
Yeah. I appreciate that too, because I've definitely had the urge in the past to, like, tie things up nicely and make other people feel really good and, like, be perfect and be like a good girl and everything. But, like, I think you and I will probably know each other for a long time, and there's going to be ups and downs throughout, like, the rest of both of our lives. So yeah, this is just like one moment. But yeah, I'm totally open for the next 45 minutes shifting things and, like, not feeling quite so. I thought this call was in another hour and I was going to journal and kind of prepare myself a bit more, but the time change caught me by surprise. And I was, like, quickly thinking about an intention and where I'm at right now. And, like, just, I'd like a little bit of, I'd love to walk away feeling a bit expanded in terms of what's possible. I feel a little like I've become a little bit small just with the challenge that I've been moving through the last few weeks. Just to kind of open up to the fact that, like, anything could happen would be amazing.
Yes. So I'm hearing an intention come through for our time today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's something about opening up to all of the possibilities of growth and healing and having what you want. And there was something in there about small. Can you say more about that?
Well, today I put on clothes that need to be ironed. And I went downstairs and said to my partner, I feel crumpled up. And, like, I feel in more than one way crumpled up. I've not, you know, I'm on day two of my cycle. I feel a bit like I've just been through a washing machine and I've had a lot of just tumbling around with other people's things and, like, trying to stay centered as much as possible, but not really winning the whole way along. So I feel, you know, I've not been on the yoga mat. I've not been taking up, I feel like not, I've not been taking up space in any way, apart from maybe like a slightly sort of childlike tantrum-y way occasionally, which feels like a really old pattern of, like, keeping it all in and then having a tantrum and saying, well, what about me? Mm-hmm. So don't really want to operate from that space. I want something different.
Okay. So there's been some crumpling up. Day two of cycle, been through a washing machine. The little child part has been here tantruming.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that you love to be operating from a different place. And also, I'm just smiling because you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, well, we can welcome those parts too. And I'm so happy to be crumpled up here with you today, if that's what wants to happen. But let's open up all of the possibilities.
Yeah, I know, because it's like, let's just be with it all. Which feels challenging. I'd rather just avoid it, you know, like focus on other people or really stay busy with listening to a lot of podcasts, you know, like what a warning sign. So I kind of recognize that I should probably touch in with it a little bit, but I'd rather not. I'd rather just skip to expansion.
Well, now that you've said that, I'm curious. I felt my heart kind of ache when you said the word avoid. I'm kind of avoiding it, podcasts, other people. Would it be okay if we just take a few breaths and welcome what's here, not go digging, just make a little space?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And if it feels comfortable, maybe bring a hand to the heart or the belly. Welcoming sensations, emotions, thoughts. And welcoming all those little body movements.
Yeah, we might just have to do the whole podcast just quiet.
We like, can absolutely. Yeah.
It's like the moment, it's just like a little bit of space for me and like what's here. It's like, oh gosh. Oh yeah. Been a bit like ignored, just trying to get through everything. Not ignored, but like
this is your space. Fuck the podcast. This is your time. There's nothing that has to happen.
Yeah, I just feel like that my jaw feels very tense. I feel like there's quite a lot of tears behind my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Feel a bit young.
Yeah. Whatever wants to come up gets to come up here. And I'm hearing and seeing some big breaths over there and sighs.
Yeah. That feels good. Like there's a bit of space. My poor womb. Still like,
There's so much talking, huh? Things that want a little attention.
Yeah,
we've got space for it all.
Yeah, I feel a bit stupid. Like, I want to be all like, you know, like have a plan and be moving forward on all my goals and everything. And I'm just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, did you feel that?
Yeah.
Would it feel okay to keep welcoming whatever's arising here in your womb?
Yeah. Feels a bit better now, actually.
Yeah. How do you know what tells you?
Just like more space.
Yeah, space.
Actually, you know, like I set this goal, this 500 words a day goal for myself, like this kind of devotional, like, you know, we talked about commitment and consistency and stuff, and like, obviously, I was moving house and there was a lot going on last week. So I started this week, as you know. It's extremely vulnerable to get to a project that I've been avoiding for like a very long time. The project of like revealing myself to myself on a page that goes beyond journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's only 3 days in and I'm a bit like, oh bloody hell, there's a lot here.
There's a lot here. When you said the word vulnerable, I noticed in my own body just that kind of shakiness, that tenderness.
Yeah. Tender is the word.
Mm-hmm.
I want a nest of feathers to snuggle into. But my brain is like, well, you've moved house now, so let's go.
Like, yeah. Who's this? Which part is this that's shown up?
She is. I don't even know if it's ambitious is the right word, because it's like, like she's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Really tough. And like sort of thought it was okay while we were moving house, because I was busy with that I was like not going for it in the business so much. It's like, okay, you're moving house and you are taking steps towards the pregnancy, so I see that you are relatively busy, so that's okay. That's sort of a way of being able to wrap my head around this phase that I'm in right now. But now that like acute hard work of moving house is done and the pregnancy stuff is delayed by another couple of months while I get this vaccine, it's like, okay, well, what can we use these couple of months for then? What are we going to do? Like, how about we launch a new lead generation strategy?
So she, is that right? Did you say she?
Yeah.
She likes to stay in motion, it sounds like. There's some busyness and movement. When you said, did you say she is strong? You said something like that.
Did I say strong? Like tough.
Tough. When you said she is tough, I was wondering, like, oh, is this a protector part?
Probably. Yeah. Well, because she's like, what the fuck is this? Like, are you seriously gonna? And actually, my mum said to me the other day, she was like, you know, I'd made her this carrot cake and everything, and was packing the house up and all this kind of stuff. And she said to me, it's really nice that you're stepping into this kind of nurturing, like homemaking kind of space. But I've got to choose my words very carefully here, because I know what you're like. just don't let go of your business and your economic power completely. I was like, I absolutely won't. I absolutely won't. I completely hear you, you know, because that's her story. It's like, you know, had to kind of, like, she was a mother, like that was her role. And then we sort of grew up and she was like, oh, what the hell am I meant to do now? And didn't have a provider for her, didn't have somebody there. So, you know, it's a pretty terrifying prospect to, you know, and like, I'd like keep having conversations with people about, you know, like women who have children and then don't work and they're kept women and like the judgments around that and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, like, God, how crazy would it be for me to have my partner provide for me so that I can raise our family and pursue my creative ambitions? Like, that's not like, God, like, what does that mean about who I am? I have to also be economically independent and make money and have my own business and do all of the things.
Well, that makes a lot of sense that part would keep you busy so that you wouldn't have to feel this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what I think I'm hearing you say is it's part conditioning and being impressionable to other people's views and opinions.
Yeah.
And then there's another part that is actually really clear what she wants.
No.
And you're a little bit stuck in the middle. I'm seeing you kind of on a tennis court getting hit from both sides.
I know, because I just don't think that it's safe to want what I want. Like, it doesn't seem like a sensible thing to do. And meanwhile, Hannah is like the last couple of days in, I feel like a traditional wife right now. Like, she's in salary negotiations and I'm there, like, coaching her through it and supporting her through it, because I want her to make as much money as she possibly can for us in this phase of our lives. I'm just like, what is happening? What is going on? This is so weird, all of this. And every time I say, I don't really want to work. I want to do a bit of writing and focus on getting pregnant, I feel like horrendously, like, oh God, what will people think of that?
Yeah.
Than that.
All those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said something that really struck me in there. You said, it's not safe to want what I want. Could we take a few breaths into that? And with that?
Okay.
And if you're up for it, I'm welcoming some of that breath into the back of your body as well. And I have a question. Would it be a good time for that?
Mm-hmm.
If it were safe to want what you want, what could be possible then?
If it were safe to want what I want, to want what I want or to get what I want?
You pick.
I mean, well, that would be delightful. And just like seeing us, our little family. Having a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what might life be like even right now in this process while you're focusing on creativity and having a baby?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh.
No, because I feel like in the space I've created, all I've really done is just create more space for other people to be, to support other people, rather than myself.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
I just don't even know what it would be like to have this space and like, let it not be filled with other people or moving house or listening to podcasts and avoiding all of everything. Like, I can't even, like, that's just like, I don't even, like, maybe there's like a fingertip that has access to that possibility. When I've been writing the 500 words, it doesn't take that long to write 500 words. And I've given myself that. And that's like, oh, this is interesting. This feels interesting.
And when you're writing those 500 words, is there anything, I hear it feels interesting. Is there anything that feels good about that? Nourishing, supportive, part of what you want?
Yeah, it's like, um, yeah, it feels like there's an unclogging. It feels like there's a like a sort of like I'm just a little bit more in touch with what I'm meant to be doing. Like, because avoiding doesn't feel very good.
Okay. So that feels like it's yours. It's for you. It's helping you feel and be in the space that you're wanting to be in. Is that right?
Yeah.
Can we take some breaths just soaking up that fingertip?
Yeah.
And noticing if it's still just a fingertip or if there's anything else that you're aware of.
Yeah, I'm aware of like a bit of a blankness.
Is it okay to let that be here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just let this blankness be here together. And you might even see if anything feels pleasant or soothing about that.
Yeah, I like it. It's like, it's very nice, actually. It's just like a bit like, kind of like a meditation or something. Like there's just not a lot going on.
And let's savor that. Let's let your body experience as much of that as it will let happen.
I mean, my womb is talking to me. Just, yeah, like feels a bit like, like the blankness feels very much up in my head. It's like a blank piece of paper. And then it almost feels like my womb is like, well, there's quite a lot going on down here. Like maybe we could like hang out down here a bit more.
Yeah. Sounds like womb is calling for some attention.
Yeah.
Let's sit with womb and we can just make lots of space and listen. Whatever comes up, comes up. It's all welcome.
She just loves this. It's just so obvious. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Soaking this up.
Yeah, it's just really like obvious what I want, and like just let myself have it because it's right here.
It's vulnerable, huh?
Yeah. Because it's no one else, like, it's no one else who's, like, I get to choose what I do with this space that I have. And yeah, it's just, like, it feels like overwhelming for it to be good. And like, it's like, surely I have to suffer.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's really annoying
though. It sure is, isn't it?
Yeah, like, why can't I just, like, well, anybody, you know, just like, oh, why don't I just enjoy this amazing gift that I have right now? Or maybe not even enjoy it, but, like, allow it or something, or like, well, no, I mean, enjoy would be better, actually. That would be my preference.
Let's just keep enjoying as much as space allows.
Yeah.
And you said something a minute ago, I'm trying to remember your exact words, but you said something like, this is my space. I get to do whatever I want with it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wanted to hear you yell that from a mountaintop.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to claim it, don't I?
Is it a claiming or a protecting?
Protecting, yeah, that's definitely the word. Protect it, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm here with you, offering any assistance with that protection as well. Just kind of standing guard.
Yeah. Like, just having a new client come in, because I've been busy and what have you, but like, I've not yet energetically opened my door to like a new client, for example. So then I'm like, oh, I need to invest loads of money in like getting this lead generation funnel set up, when actually I only really want like one other thing. Because I love working with my clients, and it's not, oh, like, it's great at the moment. So I'm not quite sure, like,
And is it true that you need to energetically do anything to welcome those clients? Or will they just arrive when it's time?
Oh. That's nice. Yeah.
There's some part of you that really strongly thinks she needs to be doing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But if you could enjoy womb, write your 500 words, wonder what could be possible with the clients coming and baby coming and partner support coming without you having to do so much. If your only job was just to enjoy.
Oh my God. That is great. That is lying on one of those Lido things in the pool. Like, that is, yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And I can make my cakes and have a nice time and like actually enjoy. God, that, yeah. I like the idea of like me enjoying myself and having a lovely time writing and wombing and yogaing and walking around and baking. I like the idea that that's all I have to do and everything falls into place.
Right. Because if you're yogaing and baking and writing and enjoying, we know from experience with you that you'll fire off that email when it's time. That post will show up, but from a different place. Clients will call. They're already in process thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
You do have something on your calendar to work with someone soon. It's all happening. But there's that part that is so conditioned to try to create safety through doing. And then I think that actually maybe shuts off the energetic opening for you to really have what you want to have, huh?
Yep, 100%.
It's such a rewiring, and I know it's not easy.
Yeah, I'm like, I just need to stop consuming so much content, other people's thoughts and other people's stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because this is really, what I believe, like this, like what you just said is my way of doing things, my preferred way of doing things, let's put it that way. Like it feels true. And yeah, when other people are like, well, whatever other people say, like whatever they say, I just stop listening to other people.
And that's where the protection comes in. So protecting these sacred parts of you from all that content.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah.
And protecting him from anything I have to say about it too, you know. This is your space.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I only want to work with what people want to want. I only want to write what I want to write. I don't want to help people. Like, I don't know that my way is what would help. Like, I can't take this way of being, which is I do what I want to do, and then maybe I write something and the person comes in And it's, that's just what I need. And it's perfect. Like, you can't really scale that, you know, which is like the, like, you know, it's what we're supposed to do, but I don't even want to fucking do that.
Who is we, and why are we supposed to? I mean, there's also a scaling down can create such an incredible impact personally.
Yes, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. I forgot. Yep.
You got a little lost.
I got lost. I got scared.
Of course. This is a massive deconditioning and rewiring. You're claiming what you want. You're becoming a mom in your own way. You're claiming your creativity. How could you not get lost in the sea of bad advice and over content, over consuming, especially as a sensitive being?
Yeah.
It sounds like womb has some wisdom for you.
Yeah, always. And like, you know, at the end of the day, I am not my mum and I'm not my dad. And this story has a different ending. Like, it doesn't, it's not going to play out the same way that it did for my mum or my dad. Simple as that.
Yeah. You have done so much work.
Really bloody have. Can I just, I'm just going to let myself have this.
Maybe we could continue sitting with the ease of womb and joy of womb and bring a little kidney adrenal support, which is just right there on the back of the womb. Does that sound okay? And any parts that want to speak can speak. Any parts that want to be silent can be silent. And we can bring our intention to your right kidney and adrenal for a couple of minutes here. Your adrenal, shaped like a pyramid, sitting on top of the kidney. And we can welcome them both. And just allowing them to rest into support. Open to all of the possibilities of healing. And then we can float away from your right kidney adrenal and gently over to your left kidney and adrenal. This adrenal shaped like a half moon. I'm sitting on top of the adrenal kidney. I'm resting our intention here. So much space here for you. And then we can rest in a healing silence together for a minute. Letting the body integrate this work and this clarity. Take your time, and when you feel ready, you're welcome to share what that was like for you.
Yeah, it's good. I think we had like a little affirmation a few weeks ago, and I was just thinking about this. I think you'd suggested something like I give myself permission to receive it all, something like that. And I'm like, yeah, it's just needs a little bit of protection in there as well. Like, I need to protect this space so I can receive it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like a mama protects her sacred little one.
Yeah, that feels really good.
Woo!
What am I going to do without you, Shelby?
What'd you say?
What am I going to do without you?
We'll find another chapter. We always do. So, as we're coming to the end of these three focused sessions together, this time around baby and creativity, what are a couple of things that have felt impactful that you want to hold with you closely and take with you?
Oh, goodness gracious. I think it's this continual coming back to myself. And remembering and re-remembering when I have that drive to take some kind of, like, put some sort of weird arbitrary goal or strategy or, like, outside thing to, like, make something happen and take a load of action. I know isn't what I want to do. To return back, probably to like womb space, really, the original home, and remember that like I'm allowed to want exactly what I want. I don't have to make it look or be a certain way that I think will be more palatable for other people. And that my only job is to basically have a lovely time, and it's all just going to come. Like, of course, the baby will be here, the clients, the money, like it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
That's just, I need to like write it in front of me and be able to see all of that, because it's really easy to forget.
That's your homework.
Yeah. Great.
Well, it has been such a deep honor to sit with you in these three sessions and in every other place we've sat together. I so want you to get to have baby and creativity and enjoy the heck out of it. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what unfolds. Thank you so much for your willingness to dive into the depths and show up here in this way. And yeah, just thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate having this space.
I am so honored that you have been listening. Thank you. If you're inspired by these sessions, it would be good for you to know that at this rare moment in time, my practice is open for new clients in person in Bend, Oregon, and online. There are a couple of different types of sessions for support for personal trauma healing and nervous system regulation, or for your business and yourself as an entrepreneur and healing practitioner. Book a free intro call now to see if we're a good fit to deepen into this beautiful work of nervous system regulation and trauma healing together. The link is in the show notes. Have a beautiful rest of your day.